Buckner.
Here.
Trustee Goen.
Here.
Trustee Harper.
Here.
Trustee Hatch.
Here.
Trustee Horace Smith.
Here.
Trustee J. Smith.
Here.
A quorum exists for the business of the board to begin. Ms. Phillips, will you please certify that the notice of this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Student Union, and the Gwendolyn Brooks Library Building.
All right, let's reflect again on the agenda as it is printed, and then we'll now entertain the motion to approve the agenda as printed.
Motion. So moved.
Is there a second?
Trustee Buckner?
No, I'm asking, is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
Approval of the previous meeting minutes for January 29th, 2018, February 20th, 2018. Are there any comments or corrections to the minutes from those meetings? Ms. Phillips, we have not heard from any corrections, so we will entertain a motion to adopt the minutes from January 29th, 2018 and February 20th, 2018 Board of Trustees meeting. Their motion.
I wasn't here, I can't.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
Thank you. At this time, we will hear public and employee comments. Please note that the board will not hear presentations or entertain questions on the following topics: issues under negotiation as part of the university's collective bargaining process, statements concerning the private activities, lifestyles, or beliefs of individuals employed or associated with the university, grievances of individual students or employees, or any personnel matters. Comments shall be limited to 2 minutes. Ms. Phillips, will you please call for those who have signed up for public comment?
Mr. Frank Horton.
Yeah, I have a point of inquiry for the attorney. Here you are, Mr. President.
Do we have time started? Mr. Horton.
Yeah. Here are two letters. You want to see them? I'm going to address these two letters.
You could just put them to Ms. Phillips down there.
She got them before they end up in the wrong hand. All right, I sent a letter.
You can just stand back to the mic so you can be heard and recorded.
I had 3 trustees who supported our last fundraiser. I had a thank you letter for each one. 2 of them, I took it by their office. I took one to Jervaine down at the church. I mailed the other one to Ms. Zeller. The other 2, I didn't have the address, so I gave them to Bunny to give to the trustee. At the last meeting on March 9th, the attorney returned those 2 letters to me. They were still sealed. They'd never been opened. She returned them to me and told me that the trustee wasn't interested in supporting a fundraiser this year. I, in turn, called that trustee because he supported in the past. He knew nothing about the letters. So how she give me 2 sealed letters back, never been opened, and tell me a trustee is not going to respond? I just want to know your line of communication. And I did talk to the watchdog group for the lawyers, and they said I should get an answer from you or an answer in closed session why this took place. Because had I mailed them in U.S. mail, they could be prosecuted for mail fraud. But since I hand carried it, they was presenting the flow of information to the board. And you also had students who received money from us being supported. And I get the letters back that's never been delivered to the trustee. So I just want to know your procedure. Can you discuss it here? or I can invite you in the closed session and discuss it.
Thank you, Mr. Horton.
Thank you.
Next comment, please.
That was the only comment.
No comment, no response?
Are there any other that have signed up?
Only one person, that's it.
Okay, all right, thank you. Next, we will have the President's Report, Dr. Rachel Lindsay.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
The new foundation board has been established and includes a former member of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees, Peggy Montes. The first meeting of the new board was held last week, and Trustee Harper was also in attendance by phone. Congratulations to all who contributed to events held for Black History and Women's History Month. They were successful, culminating with the culminating event for Women's History Month, Women Rock, which will be held on Friday. All are invited to attend in your tuxedos and formals. Chicago State University hosted the Chicago Symposium Series for Excellence in Teaching, Mathematics, and Science. Faculty and students from CSU and UIC were in attendance. CSU is the lead institution for the Illinois Lewis Stokes Alliance for Minority Participation, which held its annual symposium featuring presentations for students and poster presentations of student research. Students from approximately 14 institutions that are members of the Alliance attended. CSU alum Nick Smith has succeeded LG Sims as the state representative for CSU's district. LG Sims succeeded Donnie Trotter as senator. CSU hosted a well-attended forum for 8 Democratic candidates for Attorney General. Thanks to Drs. Kelly and Kim Delaney and graduate student Christopher Cook for organizing the event. Presentations have been made to the House Higher Education Committee and yesterday to the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus. The presentations are in response to questions about various aspects of the university. We will be presenting to the Senate on April 24th. I recently attended the Thurgood Marshall Presidents and Chancellors Convening, which provided information about federal and other funding opportunities. I also met with Bobby Rush and staffers for Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth. I also had the opportunity to meet Tammy Duckworth. Senator Duckworth's act in support of child care was included in the omnibus bill that was passed and sent to the president. The omnibus bill also includes continuing funding for Pell Grants and the National Science Foundation, Lewis Stokes Alliance for Minority Participation. We will be reviewing the omnibus bill in more detail to determine its implications for Chicago State University. As you are aware, staff changes have occurred in athletics. Searches are underway for athletics director and men's and women's basketball coaches. The theater program will be presenting 10-minute plays tonight, Friday evening, and Saturday. All are encouraged to attend and support the theater students. The Chicago State University Engineering Studies Prep Program for students in 9th to 12th grades won the VEX competition and the 1080 competitions during the 2018 NSBE National Convention. 19 students won first place, and they will be going to the Grand Nationals in Troy, New York. The VEX, which is robotics, and the 1080 is another competition where students build and program a radio-controlled car to complete multiple tasks. The prep program students are also eligible for the finals, the national finals in the 1080. This is the second time students from this program have won championships this academic year. This is the first time, but they also went to an invitational meeting in London. Since 1987, The engineering studies program was started with a cooperative agreement among CSU, UIC, and IIT. UIC recently updated this agreement. Hundreds of students have graduated from these institutions in various areas of engineering studies based upon the support and preparation they have received from this program. And I think it's important to note that this program will be continuing as an opportunity for students to get engineering degrees at other institutions, because Chicago State University has in the past not been given the opportunity to offer engineering programs. We hope to be offering an engineering program in computer and robotics engineering in the very near future. In the past, our efforts were blocked by UIC, but the current chancellor, Michael Amoritas, has indicated that will no longer be the case. That is the end of my report.
Thank you, Madam President. Academic and Student Affairs updates. Trustee Cam Buckner presides.
Thank you, Chairman Hatch, and good morning. I'll ask that Dr. Henderson come and present the Academic and Student Affairs update, please.
Thank you, Trustee Buckner, Chairman Hatch, trustees, Madam President, staff, and students. I actually have one resolution, and it's a request to extend the university's 2012 through 2017 strategic plan. The reason for the request for the extension is because the university must have a strategic plan. It's integral to meeting our core component 5C for the Higher Learning Commission, and our current strategic plan expired, and there's a need for a new one. Our last permanent president retired in 2015. We were waiting with the new interim presidents to have a new one. Our current interim president has requested that we allow the development of the new strategic plan under the guidance of the permanent CSU president. So with those reasons, we are asking for an extension of the 2017 strategic plan, hopefully no longer than, well, through December 2018, and hopefully by then we will have a new strategic plan.
And Mr. Chairman?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. No, just one quick question. Did so the current plan expired on December, what, 31st of 2017?
2017, okay. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I have a question. So how does that affect our standing with the Higher Learning Commission if we, I understand the details of not having a permanent president, but does that affect us academically and their standing with not having a plan going forward, and really no real date to know when we'll have a new one?
Well, if we extend it, we'll be able to say that operationally. They don't give us a you don't have to have a new strategic plan in a certain period of time. You must have a plan in which the university is operating. So it's an operational plan. And so operationally, we've continued to work under the strategic plan, but we are asking the board to officially or formally approve the extension.
So it discontinues the present plan?
Yes.
Any other questions from board members? Hearing none, I guess we will ask for a motion to approve the resolution for extension of the university strategic plan.
I move.
Is there a second?
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Ellison, could you approach to give us the enrollment management update, please?
Good morning.
Good morning.
In your report, I shared information about where we were in terms of our applications and admitted students. We have since then increased that. As of March 26, we had 3,891 applications compared to 3,005 of the previous year. We're up 886 applications over last year this time, which is a 23% increase. We have admitted 864 students as of March 26th, and where we were at 593 the previous year, we've increased our admits by 301, which is approximately a 69% increase. For University College, which is a pathway for students who may not meet the admission requirements, we had 205 as of March 2016 compared to 76 last year, an increase of 129. We've made some additional visits since our last meeting and tours that we've given. I think one of the things that we're most looking forward to is the upcoming Black Women's Expo. We'll have representatives from the university attending that all 3 days there. We have someone doing one of the national college fairs in Detroit, Michigan right now. We've also been doing some outreach to the community. We've sent information to all 50 aldermanic offices. We visited the aldermanic offices which in the area in which the school is sent. People have been most receptive to us. We're in contact with the 13 school network chiefs to get them to participate in our upcoming open house. We've visited 17 churches and met with representatives there. We have been given the opportunity to come to Salem Church and to Bishop Brazier's church to do some recruiting there on a couple of Sundays. And so I can't leave Bishop Smith out and Trustee Hatch because that would be unfair. So we need to reach out to make sure that we can do the same at your places of worship. We've also been trying to reach out to some of the legislative representatives. We made contact with Representative Gutierrez. We actually had a face-to-face meeting with one of his staffers, but not had much success with Representative Danny Davis and Bobby Rush in terms of getting in to even talk to a staffer, but we're gonna continue. We've made it a priority to make sure that we're trying to reach students on the West Side as well as faith-based organizations on the West Side as well. So we've made connections with both the South and West Side YMCAs, and they have pledged their support to Chicago State as well. We're also looking at doing more things with neighborhood and community festivals because we realize that's where we're going to find the adult learner who may not be in school right now. And so we'll be doing many of those upcoming fairs and festivals this summer and spring. If you drive down I-57 or Bishop Ford Expressway, you'll see a couple digital billboards supporting the open house coming up on April 21st. We also should have a billboard that should be up now here at 95th and Greenwood, and then another one on 80th and Ashland. That's just the start of some of the billboards that we are rolling out. You've probably seen the website. We're trying to do more to make sure that we're profiling our faculty and students, and so there's a profile now of one of our professors and then one of our students who happen to be a veteran. And we are now working on another story for the music department, so one of the music faculty members and a student will be profiled later. But we want to get to a point where we have 50 student profiles up, or 52, one a week, so that we can share what positive things our students are doing here at Chicago State. I'll stop there and I'll answer any questions anyone may have.
Questions or comments?
What are we doing to increase our social media platform, our social media usage to attract younger students?
I'm working.
The adult learners are important, mm-hmm. but I think to bring vibrancy to the campus, we also need to focus on millennial students.
Agreed.
You know, 18 to 20, 16 Agreed. To 20.
Working with Ms. Hunt after today's board meeting to get some ads placed on social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, some radio ads. I know Trustee Smith had mentioned Spotify and Pandora. And so I'm hoping to have something up by next week.
Do you have students working with you in your office?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are students working on your social media push? I know you and social media together, but are you utilizing students? Because I think they are probably the ones who have the best knowledge when it comes to what's pulling the student.
We do ask students' opinions, and then the university has hired a couple of individuals who are from marketing firms to assist us with this project as well.
So are you utilizing Trustee Jay Smith?
I've not used Trustee Smith, but when we met for the student affairs and enrollment management meeting, he did share with me his thoughts about venues that we might want to consider.
Have you spoken to the Student Government Association and worked with those students at all?
Not directly.
If I would ask that you would work with those students directly,
sure,
to get their input, so that they're more involved in the process. I'm not the millennial.
Neither am I.
So I think it's important to actually reach out to those students who are specifically involved, and to understand what their needs are and to how you can attract students like them. So I would ask that you kind of get that done before the end of this semester.
Not
that
a problem.
That way we can move this process forward.
I would like to suggest that any and all things that we send out should have all social media platforms on it. This picture can have the Facebook, the Instagram, and Twitter at names all up on it. That would help increase that. And also, I would like to know, what are we seeing, the in-state enrollment is down? What are we doing for out-of-state, to push for out-of-state?
Again, we've purchased additional names from SAT, from the College Board, to reach out to those individuals. I've asked in my 19 budget for an opportunity to hire a recruiter who would focus specifically on downstate and central Illinois. And we will continue to focus on those contiguous states closest to us, Indiana and Wisconsin, to reach those populations.
Any further questions or comments, trustees?
Yeah, I'm looking at your report on applications and admittance. What is your projection then for enrollment, how this will impact the upcoming school year?
Again, we plan for a 25% increase of new enrolled students. So 25% of what over what we had last fall.
Increase.
All right. Thank you.
Any further questions or comments?
Just if you need some help with Congressman Davis and Congressman Rush, I think you can use the trustees as a resource.
We need your
help.
To get
them directly, no problem. And then the newest Democratic nominee, I think it's the 4th District maybe, Chuy Garcia, who's visited our campus when he was a candidate for mayor. Want you to know he's open as well. I've had a conversation with him. And he considers himself a West Sider, just for the record.
Okay. Very good.
He told me that.
He's a West Sider.
He talks to you, he might be a South Sider.
Oh.
All right. Any further questions or comments from the trustees? No. Hearing none. Thank you, Dr. Ellison. This concludes the Academic and Student Affairs Committee report.
Okay, thank you, Trustee Buckner. Next, Finance and Audit Committee Chair, Trustee Harper, presides.
Hi, good morning. Ms. Edwards, to give the Administration and Financial Affairs update, please. I think we're really short on time, so we're going to move just to, okay, perfect.
Got it.
Into the disaster recovery resolution. I don't know if other trustees have comments. I think I have the same question about it I did when we had our meeting. So you've given us the purchase order, right?
Yes, the purchase order from the previous year.
So from the previous year?
Yes.
But it, but you're at, in the resolution, you're asking us to approve of the 5-year term, and we don't have the contract. So I think it's going to be hard for us to do that today without the actual underlying contract, because we don't know the terms, right? The purchase order only tells us the amount, and there's no other, we don't know what we're binding. We don't know what obligations we're agreeing to, like indemnification. We don't know choice of law. Like, for the lawyers on the panel, we just, we need to know contractually what else is in the document. So I don't know, I guess what I'm asking, in the RFP process, did they tender a contract, no?
We have not tendered a contract, so it's just in the RFP stage. So we're getting approval to move forward. It's most likely gonna be the same vendor, but we just wanna get approval to enter into a 5-year contract.
So then why don't we approve you to move forward with them in this part of the RFP stage?
Okay.
And then you can once you get the contract, then we can approve the contract. Does that work? Yeah. Trustees, I don't know if you guys have.
I just have a question though. So you haven't completed the RFP process.
The RFP process is completed.
It is completed.
We're just waiting to get approval to enter the contract with the vendor, and just because of the disaster recovery is very important, because if something was to happen,
yeah,
we wouldn't have a backup. So we're trying to fast track this process to have a warm and center, so we can continue to do work if there was something to happen while something happened on campus.
So I think you are correct. You can move forward with them engaging in the contract negotiation process, but not actually enter into an agreement with them.
Whose contract is it? Whose paper? And I know I'm using legal terms. Whose paper? Is it our paper or theirs?
It's ours.
It's our contract?
Yes.
So like we control all the terms?
Yes, for the most part. Yes.
And are they going to, so I guess, I mean, do we feel comfortable then? Stephanie, so like if it's our terms.
I would say for a vendor like this, and I'm not as familiar with this, it's usually our contract and their contract.
Yeah.
And so I'm happy to work with Ms. Edwards to expedite that process so that we can have it ready for your approval at the next meeting.
Okay. So what do you need today from us? That's, we can't approve the contract without seeing it.
Okay.
Right? I don't think any of the trustees are comfortable with that, given the dollar amount, because it's a $750,000. So we're gonna have to see the contract.
Okay.
But what do we need? What do you need from us to at least get to that stage?
Just approval for us to kind of select the vendor, and then select their work with them with our contract and their contract.
Okay.
And then we can, I would humbly request if we are able to get these contracts processed and reviewed, that maybe we can have a special session to get it, the overall approved after your review, just because timing, I wouldn't want there to be a lapse.
I understand. We want there to be a disaster recovery system on the campus. So why don't we, Can we work on the language of the resolution in closed session?
Okay.
And then come back and we'll approve it. Let us tweak it a little bit.
Sounds great.
Okay. Is there anything else? Any other resolutions? I didn't think you had.
Yes, we have another resolution for our customer relations management solution.
And this is is this the same? I think you have the same issue here where we don't have the contract. Do you have the contract for this one?
Yes, we do have the contract for this one.
Can we have it?
Yes. I'll send a message to send it right over.
Okay. So why don't we table that one as well? Let us just let us look at it. Has Stephanie Kelly seen it? Contract?
I have not seen.
No, I don't believe so.
So in the future, and this is not a criticism of you at all, so I don't want anybody, I'm not criticizing her, just so everybody knows. She does, she's lovely. If she can see the contracts before, this will go much quicker, because she can tell us, she can say whether it passes muster on our on Chicago State standards, and so the board can know very quickly, like, you know,
what to do.
Okay, I was under the understanding that I couldn't even get into the contract part without your approval to get the contract.
I think it depends on what it actually is.
Okay.
But for the most part, when you're coming forth to ask for them to approve a contract, they would definitely need to see the contract. But if you're coming and asking for approval to engage in contract negotiations, you have a vendor identified, you know what your terms would be, and you just want to move forward to engage in contract negotiations. Okay. That's something that you can, you know, bring forth. And in all honesty as well, that's something you can also bring forth to the Finance Committee and talk to them and get the okay to move forward or engage in those contract negotiations, because then they would take it back to the full board if needed, or she'll tell you that this needs to go to the full board. But when you're asking for the approval, even if it's like a dollar amount that may just be like the first $155, but it's over 5 years, so that totals more than the $250, then making sure that you have the contract and that they've seen the terms, and that all of the contracts should go through the Deputy General Counsel, because then I won't write notes, don't have a contract, we can't approve this. What was that? Because once we have that, then we've seen all of the terms, and so the board actually knows what they're approving.
Understood.
Yeah, because she's responsible for complying with the terms, not us. I mean, we're going to approve the dollar amount, and then it's up to her to enforce the terms of the contract, right? So if she has at least seen it, she can know if the terms are favorable or not, and what the obligations look like. And at this point, if none of us have seen it, we can't do anything with it, right? So that's my only
point. And even if it's not, you know, and even if it's not the full contract, but you, like Stephanie, can put together like almost a summary, because sometimes these contracts are ridiculous. It could be 50, 60 pages or whatever, but that's where the whole providing a summary of to the board of the key terms and the important terms of the contract is also helpful to be able to know what they're actually approving.
Understood.
All right. Thank you. All right, thank you. So if you can get us that contract in closed session, we'll take a look at it and see if we can also do something with that today. Just for future reference, somebody has to see the contract mm-hmm. before we approve the dollar amount. And then there's the control board.
That would be the last. So I believe this was brought to the board back in December regarding it's a requirement by the Illinois General Assembly to have a representative from our university to be a part of this travel control board. We're looking to name a position. So no matter who is in that position, we wouldn't have to come back to the board and have another resolution to name an individual. So we are hereby requesting that the Board of Trustees at Chicago State University approve the membership for the Director of Procurement to represent.
Trustees, you guys okay with that?
Is that the standard way that it's done?
So we talked about this in the Finance and Audit Committee, and yes, most of the other universities have their Director of Procurement on the board.
Correct.
You okay with it? Yeah, everybody, anybody have questions?
So move.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen? Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Did you vote?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next, facilities update. Trustee Horace Smith presides.
Is able to just come in along with Ms. Horton to give us our presentation.
Good morning, trustees, president, all those who are on the roster, my fellow colleagues in the audience. I've been asked to be brief, therefore I will bring forward the resolution that is before you for the SUB and dorm heat exchangers. The state of Illinois awarded us emergency procurement for the work to provide and install heat exchangers and hot water storage tanks in the dormitory and the student union building. The cost totaling $280,210 with contingency 8% to total $302,000. This is based on quotes that were provided to the board on March 2nd, 2018. We bring forth this resolution for your action.
Any questions about the resolution?
I actually have some changes.
Please.
To the resolution. And one of the things I noticed that the agreement, I'm not sure if I missed it, but I didn't see that the agreement had a date. It was a dated agreement, so we don't know what date it is. And then also, the resolution should include the name of the party. So,
do we have those?
Yes, we can provide the revised resolution for the closed session to include the name of the vendor in addition to the request that you've asked.
Yes, and then I'll give you the my changes that I actually put into the resolution, and you guys can look at those and see if you're okay with that, and then we can put that forth. It kind of just includes that once we have the name. It kind of just reworded some of the things for the appropriate approval. What's the 8% contingency for?
On construction projects, oftentimes there may be unforeseen conditions so that we don't necessarily have to go back to the board. We try to build in a contingency if there are no change orders or unforeseen conditions, we will not spend the 8%.
Okay.
8%. So, like $20,000 of contingency? You think that much?
Correct, yes.
It's a percentage. It's standard.
Sometimes for larger projects, it's actually
10%. 10%, yeah. Do we have a date when the work will begin?
At the approval of by the Board of Trustees, we will make sure that they order the equipment. The state has actually awarded us in order to actually begin discussions and have their quotes. However, because of the cost, we have to bring it to the board for approval.
So you're prepared to start?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments? Does that conclude your report?
It does.
Yes.
So, thank you.
Have no other questions? Thank you.
All right. With that, I think the standard facilities is in. Yes. I'd like no report for legislative and human resources. At this point, we will entertain a motion to retire into executive session. Convenient.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goodwin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.